All right, back with the rest of the sports for the 31st of December. And I'll do the quick recap of the college plays. Let me pull that up here real quick. All right, so we had Rutgers plus 17.5, Washington State minus 7, Alabama minus 13.5, and Michigan plus 17.5. About 7 minutes of commentary on the previous podcast. That's it for that's all I'm going to do on the college bowl games today. And then in NBA, got Chicago minus 3.5 points over Indiana Pacers. And then we've got Miami and Houston. Going to go with over 216.5 on that one. I'll look at that at about 222. And by the way, I have Chicago winning by about 8. And then Portland visiting the Lakers. Lakers minus 5.5 at minus 105. I like the Lakers in that game to win by about 10 to 13 points. And then we'll go to college hoops. We've got one game only that has any appeal. Delaware versus College of Charleston. Going to take College of Charleston minus 2.5 points. And finally, we move over to NHL. By the way, I'm going to do a separate podcast, I believe, later tonight. Well, depends on what's going on, but early tomorrow morning for sure for NFL. All right. Now we've got one of the games started already. A lot of early games today with the holiday. That would have been Edmonton. I took Edmonton on the money line at minus 150. And then also a same game parlay over 4.5 and Edmonton simply to win the game at any point in time. Publication here, it's going over. It was 2-2 5 minutes into the game or something like that. So it's obviously going to be a minimum 5. I would assume Edmonton's going to win this game, but it's obviously going to be shootout. Mike Smith's back in goal. And it's the second game back from an enormous layoff. He played the first two games of the year, then missed every game since. I think he's a little rusty. Giving up 2 goals to Nashville is not exactly ideal. Anyway, so that's going. The point of bringing this up is, depending on when you get this podcast, you could take some live action there. I wouldn't touch the total anymore. They could tighten things up. If Edmonton is even, and this is sometime before late in the second period, I would go Edmonton live betting. And if Edmonton's behind by 1, I'd certainly go them. If they're behind by 2, I would take them plus 1.5 because Edmonton will come back in that game if it gets to that point. All right. Now, future games. Anaheim and Vegas. Going to take Vegas on the 60-minute line at minus 120, so I have to win in regulation. They are missing a good part of the team. Pacioretty and Stone look like they're out. But they've still got a lot of ammunition on that team. And I don't like Anaheim on the road for sure. I don't even like them at home right now. You know, their young guy, Troy Terry, was lighting it up at the beginning of the season, and he's not worth betting on for the props. I'm going to have a couple props for you, too, and he will not be one of them. And then we'll go to Washington and Detroit. Ovechkin still defying age. He's not that old, but he's getting it done. I'm going to take Washington on the 60-minute line. So, again, regulation only at plus 105. I'm going to go over 5.5 at minus 120-125. I'm going to do the same game parlay, Washington to win at any point, whether it's overtime or shootout, if necessary, and over 4.5 at minus 110. All right, so a couple parlay props, excuse me. I'll try to mark these down because I'm not going to give them all out, but I'll try to mark down what I gave out so I can discuss. All right, so Detroit, Lucas Raymond to have a point at minus 125. So that's to have 1 or more points, goal, or assist. All right, that's one. And roll on down. We'll take the New York Rangers game. Give you a plus juice one here. I'm going to take Chris Kreider to have a goal at plus 176. And Adam Fox to have a point at minus 160. And that should be enough for the pod. Again, good luck with these and Happy New Year.